Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, look, I know that you spent the entire weekend pining for the Daily Dust, as did I. For the second year in a row, Bruce Springsteen has been forced to postpone 4 shows. Last year, it was a peptic ulcer. This year, it's his voice.
Hey, this is Bruce Springsteen. I'm in Marseille. Unfortunately, I could not sing for you. But we will be back to Marseille, to Prague, and to Milan to give you the show of your life that I promise you.
Yeah, I've always wondered how he's kept his voice this long. Red Hot Chili Peppers kick off their North American Unlimited Love Tour today. And speaking of touring, we will be talking with John Oates of Hall & Oates, formerly, later this week about his new album and tour. And on Sunday, Britney Spears took to social media to reveal her jewelry is missing.
Show you guys for real, all my jewelry was stolen. See? It's nothing. Well, it's all gone. All my jewelry is gone.
Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi are married. That's the son of John Bon Jovi. And check out the trailer for The Bear Season 3.
Feel good?
You feel good?
We're gonna see. We're open.
Just bear with us one more second.
Refire!
I'm getting drilled out there.
Bear hands!
This is a dysfunctional picture.
Show me a functional one.
Oh, it looks so good. All episodes of The Bear Season 3 stream on Hulu June 27th. I need to put that in my calendar. South Park, The End of Obesity, now on Paramount Plus, targets the weight loss industry, including Ozempic, Mounjaro, and celebrates body positivity advocate Lizzo, who has responded to the satire. First, the fake commercial, then Lizzo.
It's Lizzo.
FDA approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I really showed the world how to love yourself and not give a f- to the point where these men in Colorado know who the f- I am and put it on their cartoon that's been around for 25 years. Oh, Lizzo!
Well, she's got a good sense of humor about it. Alec Baldwin will have to face trial for involuntary manslaughter over the Rust shooting. And actor Johnny Wachter, best known for his role as Brando Corbin in General Hospital.
If we did this, if you were pregnant with my child, I want you to tell me. Please, I need to know.
Yes. The baby is yours.
I love how they use music in soap operas to really build the moment. Anyway, Johnny Wachter was tragically shot and killed during a suspected catalytic converter theft attempt in downtown Los Angeles. He was only 37. His family said he was shielding a female friend when it happened. Morgan Spurlock, the director of the documentary Super Size Me, well, he was also the subject of Super Size Me, has died after a battle with cancer. And a dirt alert. Oh, my goodness. This is a legit dirt alert. During a screening of Jaws, star Richard Dreyfuss allegedly made some very inappropriate and insensitive comments.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Yeah. The Massachusetts theater that was screening the movie has apologized to the people who attended. Like, they were walking out of the theater. Ouch. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I gotta go wash my hands.